David Hawkins is editor of the Congressional Quarterly Roll Call Daily Briefing in Washington, D.C., a frequent guest of Allen's Congressional Corner. And it's a great pleasure to welcome David to our election coverage. David, thank you very much for being with us.
I'm flattered to be asked back.
So what do you know?
What
do you know?
What do I know? Well, I know that, I know that from looking at the swing states, several of them, the exit polls show that they are dead heats. The most interesting thing I've shown seen so far is that the exit poll shows a dead heat in North Carolina, which was essentially many of us, myself included, had moved that from toss up to lean Romney. So yeah. The fact that that is a dead heat is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm just seeing an exit poll right now that shows New Hampshire with President Obama 50 and Mitt Romney 48. So that's a little bit better than a dead heat, but obviously it's just an exit poll. And I know that in Congress, right, in the race for control of Congress so far, we have seen no interesting returns, no meaningful returns yet.
What about Florida? Do we hear anything yet?
Really nothing, except that there's there's some early returns. They haven't put out their early vote numbers yet, but the early returns, I think the last time I checked, it was 4 or 5% of the vote counted, and it was 1 point. I forget who was 1 point ahead, but it was total dead heat.
When you look at the races throughout the country, I mean, two of the biggest are right here in our region, right in the Northeast, the Connecticut Senate race, Chris Murphy versus Linda McMahon and Elizabeth Warren versus Scott Brown, races I assume that everyone is watching very closely.
Absolutely true, although I will tell you that those of us at CQ Roll Call moved the Connecticut Senate race just 2 days ago out of toss-up and into lean in favor of Chris Murphy. And I think that, but clearly it's going to be close. It's going to be intense. Her money cannot be counted out.
Do you remember how much she spent, David?
I remember how much she spent 2 years ago, which
was $50
million. Right on 50. And yeah. I know that she had spent another $6 million through the primary in order to win 75% in her Republican primary.
Right. Well, and she changed her tune, didn't she, in this?
She did. She very much repackaged herself, made a very conscious decision to package herself, to appeal directly to women voters. She packaged herself, not as a wrestling executive or as a as someone associated with a very macho business, but as a mom and a woman who got married at a young age and became a young mother and then built a business with her husband and tried to make people forget that she was in charge of a business that many people find misogynistic and untoward in so many ways.
We've interviewed Chris Murphy any number of times on the station. You know, he shares your spot on Congressional Corner with you, and it'll be very interesting. He really has run his heart out.
It will be, and I'm particularly interested in the race in the northwest corner of Connecticut to replace Chris Murphy, who's obviously giving up that House
sure.
seat. Elizabeth Esty is an interesting candidate, and. And Andrew Rohrabach, a state senator from that part of the state, also interesting because if he were to win, and he's a slight underdog, but not out of it yet, I don't think, he would be that rare classic
David,
New England moderate.